Blog Talk Radio.
Well, aloha. This is Alana Kay with the Violet Phoenix, and thanks for tuning in today. I don't have a full switchboard yet, so if you wanted to call in with a energy question, life path question, go ahead and call in. And we're doing a 45-minute show today, and I should be able to handle 6 to 8 callers. I do try to keep it real concise, and I don't do future predictions, and I don't do how's my love life, because you are your love life. And the reason the energies are just crazy right now is because people were supposed to be wrapping things up and moving into their soul purpose, and a lot of people have been occupied with other things over the last few years, and it's hard not to be occupied with survival and some struggle and some relationship issues. But we do need to get it wrapped up now, and that has to be a priority because we are not able to move into the new energy carrying any of our old baggage. So I do this show so that I can help people like with their next best step. And that normally has to do with confirming some energy that you need to step into, or helping you understand what might be holding you back. So that's why I call it Soul and Energy Readings. And please click on follow and recommend the show to your friends. I'm trying to build up a following on this particular show. I was doing the Soul Sherpa on a different channel. I had a lot of followers on there, and it's helpful to have that because you get notified when I set up a show. And I do this because I really want to help people, so it's good when people tune in. And it's very rewarding for me, too, to be able to, you know, like, see how people are doing. And I'm pretty amazed with how amazing people are. So no questions are dumb questions, but let's keep it focused on life purpose, decisions, and our energy field, because right now our energy fields need to be really super strong. You need to be stronger than all of the winds of change and all of the chaos that's around you. And unfortunately, and I've had to go through it myself, you have to continuously work on your energy until it's stronger than all of the chaos. And that's the only way out. That's the only workaround. So let me help you with that. Okay, I call out the area code, and you can tell us where you're from if you'd like. Hi, this is a 203 area code that I'm talking to here.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hi, this is Victoria.
What can we work on today? Hi, Victoria.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just wanted to, I know you just had said not questions about future, but I was wondering if you'd be able to tell me what energy you're picking up between me and this new man that I met recently. His name is Rob.
Mm-hmm. Well, that kind of thing is like, was that your question? Because I can tune into that, and I'll get a certain amount of information about a relationship.
Yeah, if you can, that would be great.
His name is Rob, and I'm trying to see if, I tune into your soul so that I can connect with the Akashic Records. So why
sure,
don't you tell
course.
Me a little bit about yourself, like where I tune into your soul by just focusing, and I hear your voice, and that's how I tune in. So, like, why don't you tell me a few things about how you're feeling about what's going on right now with the energy and maybe what you're doing? Can you share a little
sure.
bit of that?
Yeah. So I recently met Rob not too long ago. I met him on a dating website, and we've gone out on 3 dates so far. And so far I'm feeling like we have a lot in common, just with like our families and just being career driven and just, you know, just a lot of similarities, and I really like how he's very sweet and kind, and I'm really definitely enjoying my time with him, and you know, he's saying the same for him as well, and so I'm definitely excited to see about where this could go. You know, I you know, I'm a little nervous as well, because you know, I've been in, you know, past relationships where things didn't work out, and I, you know, I'm just at a point where in my life where like I'm hoping to find the right person and find the right one. So
that's
what made me want to call
that
you.
That totally makes sense. Yeah, I've been able to tune in, and that's a really good question, especially now. You know, we've been through so many relationships, and we kind of don't want to make the same mistakes again. And you know, sometimes, yeah. So let me tune in on the soul level, and I'll see if there's anything you need to be aware of. I do see that there's compatibility, and I would imagine that the dating site has already done that for you. Oh, I wanted to mention before I get into this, if we get disconnected on this, I'm having a problem leading up to the show with my my internet. I just want everybody to know that.
Oh, okay.
If the show gets cut off, I'm sorry. I might be able to get it back on. My internet keeps turning off. So far, so good.
Okay.
So let me see now. I am getting the compatibility. Like I said, that's already been screened and taken care of by the dating service. So I'm looking at the soul level of the relationship. And I'm getting that this is great. There's nothing wrong with it. And this is somebody that you can enjoy things in life with, you know, going out to eat, maybe some trips. I know it's kind of weird for travel right now, but I'm kind of getting that. I don't know if that's because it's something you guys want to do. You want a traveling partner. I'm seeing all of that, but what I'm getting is a huge caution to be mindful of listening to your soul. This is a really good thing. I'm getting very positive around it. But that I'm getting that you need to be very mindful of continuously, daily deepening your connection to your soul. But I don't see that it's going to damage the relationship. But I'm getting that just be careful that you don't let it distract you from your deepening. Because, now there was a little bit of a doubt in your voice when I said that, and I'm just wondering, what was your question about that, about deepening your connection on a daily basis?
So just be cautious of not... But can you repeat that?
Yeah,
so
well,
to not lose focus on
cautious.
Myself, you mean?
Yeah, not, I wouldn't say yourself, but your soul, the deeper part of yourself. The reason here, this is what everybody needs to hear this. This is a time, I've been doing this since I'm a child, and I'm 60. So I know what the trends are and like what is happening to us as a group. And I don't know what your background is with what's been going on, because a lot of people are kind of on the pulse with this too, but maybe in different ways or coming from a different direction. But this is a time when all humans, where we are together on the ascension spiral, is that we need to deepen our connection to our soul. That's our anchor in the times that we're in. And and things become distractions, and like all the arguments, I was going to mention that actually in the intro of the show, all the arguments over what's going on. And a lot of people are being left without relationships right now because their soul, our soul decides whether or not we get to have relationships. And our soul is the strongest energy in our energy field. So our energy, our higher self brings things to us. And then what I do is I tune into people's higher self. There's a lot of different kinds of intuitives out there, and there's a lot of different kinds of intuition, ways to tap in. And I'm very deep within myself and very connected to my soul history, to my abilities, and all of that thing. So because of that, I can see it in other people, and also this is my gift from spirit that I do this. And I just gave the long explanation so everybody can hear it. Thank you for bearing with me. So what I do is when you're talking, I tune in, I listen to it, and there's a tone in your voice that I tune into, and I go to your soul, and I'm seeing that there's still deepening to happen. And I don't see the relationship really getting in the way. It's just that you need to take time for yourself and then keep doing the where you're connecting, like trying to find your you feel that warmth inside your core and that calm. Mm-hmm. That's your soul, mm-hmm. and that you want to keep learning to have that connection. Because I see him as his energy is pretty clean. At least that's the way I'm seeing it right now. And so
mm-hmm.
you're right. I mean,
yeah, that's what I feel.
He's going to be a good partner. He's a kind person. He's very well put together on an even keel. But I wasn't showing anything about him deepening his soul. So you have to make sure that you take the time to do that. Do activities by yourself, things you love to do. He may not mm-hmm. always want to do all those things, but just be mindful that you do that, because what will happen is I've seen people split apart, not because there's something wrong, but because their paths start to diverge. And mm-hmm. they'll diverge because the higher selves are trying to draw them in a different direction. So if you stay focused on the direction of your soul, then your soul won't see any reason to send you mm-hmm. in a different direction. I know mm-hmm. it seems, I think from doing readings and from, you know, all this all my life, this seems easy for me to understand. I think it might still be grappling with what I'm saying. Just to wrap it up, you can listen to these shows over. And maybe you just mm-hmm. want to give it some thought, because you can listen to the archives. But yeah, one last question about this. Do you want to just get any more clarity on it?
Yeah, so, I mean, it sounds like from what you said that, you know, he's got a pretty positive energy and is a positive person in my life, and, you know, just to continue to connect with myself. And I've honestly been using this time during all this craziness that's going on in the world to do that, since I've had the extra time. I actually just ordered a 5-minute journal this morning, so where I can write down like things that like I'm grateful for and goals and things like that. I'm definitely doing more
of
that.
It's like learning,
and, you know,
and learning things, learning new things, you know, creative gifts,
mm-hmm.
moving into some creative stuff. Because otherwise, like after 4 or 5 years, you'll get bored with the relationship. And it's not that you're bored with the relationship. It's because you need to continue to connect and deepen your connection to your soul.
Mm-hmm.
The relationship isn't going to fulfill you forever. It's like I said, it's great for enjoying things, but I think you got it.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, but you have some more gifts and stuff, and definitely time for yourself too. Okay.
Definitely. And
all right, I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
Okay. You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Aloha. It's not always that easy to talk about relationships. That seemed pretty easy to me. Okay, so 917 area code, what can we work on today?
Oh, hi, how are you? Thanks for taking my call.
I am fabulous, thank you.
My name is Danielle, I'm a first-time caller.
Okay, thanks for telling me that, I always wonder.
Yeah. And I was just wondering if you could pick up any energy on the current situation in my job. We're currently mm-hmm. on hold. We're on furlough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, usually I can pick up this kind of stuff. Let me see what we can do. What helped me tune into the place and tune into your soul by talking about it a little bit?
Sure. So it's the company is based out of Florida. It has a national sales team working across the country. And I'm in New York. And because of what's going on with COVID in the southern states, things have gotten a bit messy with the plan to, you know, restart and regroup.
My first impression is that the company doesn't have the strength, the staying power to make it through this whole thing. And I'd love to know if I was right about that. I you know, because when I'm reading for people on the internet, it's a whole different challenge than sitting down with somebody or being on the phone with somebody, because I have there's a lot of different energies. There's like the energy around you. There's the energy on the switchboard. And so I practice that focusing. And that's the first thing I get, and I learn to trust the first thing I get. And I'd love to hear, even if you can email me to let me know. But let me keep working on it. I see, is it owned, or does it have owners that don't live in the United States?
Nope, they live here. They live in Florida.
Okay. Because I'm getting some kind of an outside influence on it, and I don't know what it is.
Because maybe some of the raw materials they get are from, you know, Indonesia, not China, but other countries.
Oh. Okay. So that's where I was getting a negative impact on it. Is it maybe that they aren't going to be able to get those supplies, or they're going to get expensive, or it's something that's kind of newish, but it may not make it because so many things are going to change? Because I'm getting something about the outside influence. So that totally makes sense. There's an outside influence. What are the things that they get? Can you share?
Oh, sure. So they make dermatological topical ointments for wound care. And so it's plant. A lot of it's plant based. So balsam extracts, plant extracts.
Yeah. All I can tell you is that what's coming from the outside isn't strong. It's not going to make it. That's all I, you know. And it's possible that they'd have to go to a different source. But that's what I'm getting. Where the weak spot is on it.
Okay.
Is what's coming from the outside. Maybe you even have some insight into that. Maybe you can spend some time on that. But I answered the question the way it was posed, and that was what I got.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely getting a confirmation when you're saying that they're getting their things. I'm definitely getting a confirmation that that's what's where the weak link is.
Oh, interesting. No, that's good to know.
But I'm getting stay in the field you're in. I'm getting moved to a different company, but stay in the field you're in.
Okay.
Definitely
I am looking.
Your passion.
Keeping my eyes open.
And get more involved in the real thing. You know what I'm getting on the weak link? Now I'm getting another thing behind it, is that it's that the stuff doesn't have the right vibration for you, or to take the company into the future. The stuff doesn't have the right vibration. It's purported to, but it doesn't. So that's the reason why. Because everything's about the energy now.
Right.
It's all about the energy. Yeah. So I'm getting, stay with what you're doing. You're in a good spot inside yourself. And just, I wouldn't wait. You know what I mean? Spend your time now
trying. But it's not easy. There's really nothing. There's nothing being posted.
I totally know.
But I apply.
Anything and everything. Yeah, ask your spirit to lead you, and it will, because your higher self always knows. And if I'm getting that, I'm getting a very strong signal on that for you. So that means that your higher self knows, and it'll just start to just fabricate. It'll just start to show up. You'll either
you'll
run into somebody, or something happens. It might even be being more independent, and I am getting more of that. More independent, not necessarily being entirely under somebody else's roof.
Okay.
I'd love to hear what happens.
Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Aloha.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. Yeah, that's the main thing is, you know, a lot of people, we want to be real careful that we're not just waiting, because we might be waiting for nothing. A lot of people are doing that right now. So let me see. No, I'm going to go. Oh, no. It dropped. Let me see if I can get it to go back on. Man, it's dropping. I hope everybody can hear me. It's not. I'm going to the 347 area code. Oops.
Hi.
Hi. Oh, good. We're intermittently dropping, but it kind of keeps it there. Okay, 347, what can we work on today?
Hi, I wanted to work on and find out about relationship and my job and moving.
We got to focus on one thing. What do you want
okay.
to focus on? Let's pick one thing. What's the thing that bothers you the most?
They all bother me, but right now I would like to have things work out with me and someone that I care about. We were seeing each other, and lately there's been some distance. I'm not sure if we're going to end up together, but I want, you know, something real with him.
The first thing I got to tell you is this is distracting you. I know this isn't going to make you real happy. It's bothering you the most, and as soon as I asked that question, I got it's bothering you the most because But it's distracting you. Did I ever talk to you about this before? I'm picking up that this person is reluctant to. This person thinks about you all the time. So because they think about you all the time, and you want a relationship, then you think about them all the time. Are people aware that this happens? If there's like unresolved between people. It'll constantly nag at you until it gets resolved.
Will we like
so that's
each other?
What I'm picking up. Yeah, I know. But I'm getting that the person... See, so often people, they like somebody or they love somebody. They can even love somebody passionately. And the relationship doesn't necessarily gel for other reasons. It doesn't have anything to do with how they feel. And I can't go too much into other people. I'll get like some hints about other people, but Spirit gave me this gift to help people with their, I think a lot more intuitives are saying this too, is that I can't really go and like, it's like reading somebody else's mail. It's a federal offense. You're not supposed to do it. You can't go into somebody else's mailbox. It's kind of like that. It's like a spiritual violation for me to really go too much into somebody else. I have to really focus on the person that I'm talking to. So let me see how I can kind of steer this in another direction.
If I give you his name, would it help?
No. I'm not supposed to go too much into other people is what I'm saying. But what I'm getting is that more, your heart is more in it than the other person. Because the other person doesn't really want to commit their heart. And I don't want to say any much more than that. So as far as is it going to work out, I don't want to be the person that says it's going to work out or it isn't going to work out. But I'm just trying to tell you the karmic dynamic that's going on is that this person thinks of you all the time, because the reason they think about you all the time, I hold my phone up to my ear and it makes my arm go numb. I got to switch ears. So your question was, is it going to work out? Is that what you wanted to know?
Yeah, because we were involved.
Because, yeah.
And we still
were involved.
I really about him. Yeah, I still feel passionately about him, and I think he feels that way about me, but he just, I don't know what else there is that's stopping him.
That's what I'm telling you, is because there's not a reason. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with them, and I'm going to have to leave it at, I'm going to have to wrap this up pretty soon. I don't know if the answer would be, is it going to work out, yes or no, but what I'm getting is the reason that it bothers you is because he is not giving in to his passion, his feelings. He is not giving in to it. He's wanting to stay distant. He's staying in his head. He's not wanting to commit and jump in and go with it. And it's going to have something to do with something like where he's at in his life. It doesn't have anything to do with how he feels about you. But so you're going to have to decide, and this is probably the first time you're ever going to hear this, but I've been through this 1,000 times myself and reading for other people. In order for you to stop this pull, there's a pull right now, there's a karmic pull. You have to make a decision on how you feel about it any given day.
because he is not making up his mind about what he wants to do. And you don't have any control over that. So I know that's probably not the most fabulous, wonderful answer you want, because it's not a yes or no. This is just, it's in the energy, and you need to deal with it because it's there. And he may even think about you for the rest of his life. But you're going to have to decide what you want to do. And you can either, tell him that, you know, how you feel and see if that'll draw him out of it. But I'm just saying, it's not a yes or no answer. And it's something that you're going to have to make a decision. Otherwise, you're going to keep driving you crazy. All right. I'm going to have to leave it at that. Ask your soul what you should do. That's the answer. Okay. I'm sorry. That's okay. Thanks. Everything's karma, folks. You know, everything is energy. Everything is karma. And I know we all want to, you know, say we want all of this. I want the great job. I want the great husband. I want the great wife. I want the great house. We want that. But right now it's just about going through things and really getting down to our authentic self. And we have no control over what other people do, but the things they do are going to affect us. So all we have to do is constantly be vigilant, not only of our energy and our connection and our grounding, but we also have to be vigilant about what's happening in these relationships on the surface and in the energy, because they are happening in the energy whether we are with the person or not. The energy continues on, and it goes with us wherever we go. You could go halfway across the world, and if that person is thinking about you, you're going to pick them up. And so it's a matter of, what do you think about them, or what do you think? And that's your only filter. I call it filters. You're going to have to follow me for a while to start to understand what I mean about energy. I'm very well versed in it, but a lot of people are just starting to get on board with it. Okay, so I'm going to the 630 area code. I got time for a couple more calls, and I have a Skype caller after that. And oops, we're disconnected again. Oh my gosh, oh, nerve-wracking. I don't know why it's doing that. Okay, I think you can hear me. Okay, wait. 630 area code. Hi, you're on the air. What can we work on today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
So I've been getting my ducks in a row to relocate.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to know if you're picking up anything as far as, like, clues on type of place or how far it is from where I'm at now. I started looking, but I haven't really been drawn to anything.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Are you living in a busy, kind of tumultuous area?
Yes, I am.
Because the energy is definitely in you and affecting you. And you can feel that. Wow. Do you know some people in another area that you have a connection
yeah.
to?
Yeah. I mean,
that's
I know
what
people
I'm getting.
A lot of different places.
So what I'm getting is that right now you might not be finding your ultimate destination, but right now you need to get around people that you feel a little closer and more comfortable with. Because you need to stabilize your energy. See, because we can't make intuitive decisions that are in the best interest of us, our soul, and our path, if we're too affected by energies and if we're not calm enough. And I'm getting that you just got to get out of this energy, just get a little bit closer, I'm getting that there's somebody that you feel really comfortable with. And this is coming in really strong. So wherever that is, you need to go there now, and then you need to get settled, and you need to work on getting your energy clear and getting that connection to your intuition and then your inner guidance, and then your inner guidance will guide you. But you can't get it right now, that's all. You can keep trying and trying and trying, and there's just way too much energetic interference is what I'm seeing.
Okay. That makes sense. Thank you for that.
Okay.
That.
Yeah,
okay.
You're welcome. Good luck. Keep breathing. Focus on your breath. Breathe all that off of you. Okay. Good luck.
Okay, thanks. Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm going to, I'm sorry, I prematurely picked up one. I got to take them in order. They don't necessarily come on the switchboard in order. And I'm going to my Skype call. Aloha, where are you calling from? I wonder, I got a Skype call last time, too, and there was nobody there. Okay, well, that's all right then. Oh, okay, so now I'm going to go to the 856 area code. Aloha,
hi.
What can we work on today? Hi.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey. Hi.
Hi, oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Just wondering what you see for me around getting a job.
Oh, getting, yeah, that's what it is, and I think that's like 75% of the country. Okay, but everybody's got an individual thing, so let's tune into yours. I'm going to need to hear your voice so I can tune into your higher self. What were you doing before?
I do training and development and change management, and I talked with a recruiter the other day. And there's supposed to be a big project coming up in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I was wondering if you see getting that, maybe making a move to North Carolina.
I'm feeling real positive with that. I feel a warmth in my heart when I connect to your higher self. Like I feel the higher self stays warm and then it radiates bigger, which means that would be a good move for you. And that's how I get the reading on that. So I'm getting positive around that. And I'm getting that's going to be a more stable environment, city, state to be in. You know, because things are going to be a little, I'm being polite, can be pretty crazy in some areas for about another year or so.
Oh, wow.
And I'm getting that would be a more stable area for you, too.
Oh, that's great. And I was thinking I would move down there if I get the job. Do you think it would be working out really well for me, or do you
that's
think
what I'm getting? I'm getting better people too. Even like this is an upgrade. Like the energy is just like pushing you to go there.
Oh,
yeah.
Great!
I'm getting it be like an upgrade. Yeah.
Oh, yay!
It's nice to hear from somebody that's pretty much aligned with it. I'm confirming that. And anybody that I give anything to, I would appreciate. I've learned my intuition. I've developed it through the years by getting feedback. And that's how I know, what's right when I get information. I'd appreciate emails or call back on the show. Let me know how it goes, okay? All right.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
All right. Thanks
much.
For calling. You're welcome. Aloha.
Uh-huh.
I think I got it. Oops, it's disconnected again. I think I'm gonna see if I'm gonna end the show. I won't take any new callers, but I'm gonna check on one here because it just keeps dropping. See, my phone call stays on, but my switchboard is switching off. It's not operating right intermittently, and then the calls I can't. Okay, so I'm gonna check with 630. Did I talk to you already?
You did.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much. This switchboard is driving me crazy. Okay, I'm going to disconnect. Okay, thank you. Well, thank you, everybody, for your calls today. I think it was pretty good. I mean, we're going through some tough times. And if I can just help you with your next best step, that's great. If anybody wants a private reading, I'm doing a special right now. I normally charge $185 an hour, but I am charging $25 per 20-minute time block, so you can do 20 minutes, 40 minutes, or an hour. Hour is the maximum I do, but I prefer to keep them at about 40 minutes because it can tend to get into too much information and then it loses its effectiveness. So, yeah, like I said, click on follow. If you need a private reading, email me at alana@alanak.com. And my books are on Amazon as soft covers, and then all outlets as ebooks, and including Amazon, all ebooks. And my website is down there in the show description, alanak.com, and violetphoenixpublishing.com. And, well, we'll see you next week. Aloha.